So as you probably know, we filed suit yesterday on Memorial Day against Google, Facebook, Twitter, NewsGuard, the Department of Defense, Homeland Security, overseas NGOs that are involved in the censorship industrial complex, as we call it. We filed this civil action complaint in the federal court district for West Texas, for Austin, Texas. And we are now pursuing this and readying for a multi-million dollar, multi-year battle to defend the free speech right of the American people. And just to check censorship on Twitter, I attempted to tweet out a description of this video announcing this and an interview with my lead attorney and my expert consultant on this case. I attempted to tweet that out on Twitter. And when I tried to hit send, it says, oh, something went wrong. Try again. And of course, it's because Twitter is blocking Brighteon.com URLs, and it has been doing so for many, many years. And even though Elon Musk falsely claims to be a champion of free speech and falsely claimed that he would stop censorship and bring back anybody who had not, you know, promoted violence or things like that, what he actually did is, well, his company continues to censor links to Brighteon.com and also continues to shadow ban many of the accounts that he brought back, including my account or Real Alex Jones or David Icke or many others, countless others, still shadow banned. So it's not the free speech platform that he promised it would be. And it really shows the dangers of putting censorship decisions in the hands of one person, any one person. It's too much power in one place. And this is why decentralization is the answer to all of this. And that's why we have our new platform, Brighteon.io, which is completely decentralized. No one can be censored on it. We don't have a censorship capability. There are no central servers, and there's no central authority. It's a peer-to-peer blockchain-based content system that we also use as our emergency backup comms system, by the way. So be sure to join up there if you haven't yet, Brighteon.io. And if you download the app, which is at Brighteon.io/applications, then it doesn't even need domain names to work in order for that system to function. So it's completely resilient against the internet kill switch that takes down domain names. Anyway, back to the lawsuit. Here's what's critical in all of this. Our lawsuit was able to expose with just comprehensive, conclusive smoking gun evidence that the United States federal government, admittedly, again, the evidence is the government admitting this in their own emails and their own policy statements and so on. This is not a theory. This is an established fact. But the federal government colludes with overseas NGOs to tell big tech who to censor and blacklist. In other words, the voices of Americans are being silenced by foreigners, some of them in the UK, for example. Think about it. Foreigners are telling big tech who to silence. And also, of course, the ADL brags that they tell big tech who to silence as well. And that means that they'll silence anybody who criticizes Israel for any reason whatsoever, whether it has merit or not. And this is unacceptable. We cannot have the federal government colluding with NGOs and big tech corporations to silence American voices, especially knowing that they do that to try to rig elections. They do that to control narratives. They do that to try to push mandatory vaccines and masks on people. And those vaccines ended up killing easily 500,000 to 1 million Americans, probably a lot more. And those vaccines ended up maiming many millions of Americans and killing at least 20 million people worldwide. And because of the censorship, most people did not have access to accurate information about the dangers of those vaccines. Censorship kills. Censorship killed people because it prohibited them from having access to information that should have been part of their decision process about vaccine safety, risks versus dangers. And had they had access to that information, a lot fewer people would have been killed or injured or maimed by those vaccines. But of course, that's the whole point of censorship, is to make sure that so-called anti-vax voices are silenced so that people don't know any better and they all line up to take these jabs and then they die. Because, of course, the vaccines are depopulation bioweapons designed to achieve global population extermination. You know, it's designed to harm people. And that's just one example of how censorship kills. Censorship harms humanity. Censorship is, in fact, a form of violence against humanity through the mechanisms, one of which I just described, but there are others as well. For example, censorship about war tends to censor voices calling for peace. And war obviously ends up killing people. 500,000 people dead in Ukraine now, give or take. I mean, that seems to be the most reliable number because of the war with Russia. And also, you know, tens of thousands of Russian soldiers dead as well. And who knows how many American soldiers and French and British and German also killed because they're active in the war zone as well. Now, free speech or the ability for people to publicly debate could have prevented this situation. I'm not saying I know for sure it would have, but it would have been a positive impact. It could have made a difference. Same thing with the situation in Israel and Gaza, where you have Israel bombing tens of thousands of civilians to death in Gaza, carrying out what most people describe as genocide. And yet, the entire GOP in America, and also the big tech institutions taking the lead from the ADL, are silencing any voices that are critical of Israel. And again, that's all on purpose in order to make sure that there's no pushback against Israel bombing refugee camps, for example, which they just did again a couple of days ago. They just shoot missiles and bombs at refugee camps and hospitals and mosques and universities. And they just blow up everything in sight and then they claim it's self-defense. But if you say, no, that's nonsense, that's not self-defense, that's genocide, then your voice gets silenced. And I bring up this example to point out that censorship is not a left versus right issue anymore. It used to be that leftists were all calling for censorship because censorship was only really targeting right-wing voices or conservative voices or Christians or Trump supporters. Now, guess what? Well, since all the precedent has been set, censorship is targeting peace demonstrators, you know, anti-war demonstrators, pro-Palestine demonstrators. Even when they themselves are peaceful, they get treated with violence, with police raids, with police brutality in some cases, just overzealous violence committed against them as a form of censorship. So censorship doesn't only exist in the cyber world. It's not only digital. It's also physical. It's kinetic. It's Governor Abbott of Texas dispatching hundreds of state troopers to brutalize the students on the campus of UT Austin, for example. That's a form of censorship. So for all those leftists who were cheering censorship when it was targeting their political opponents, and even though I warned them at the time, I said, beware, this is going to come back to bite you. For all those leftists, they're now finding out exactly what I warned about. Now they're targeted for censorship on issues that they care about. You know, by and large, the Free Palestine movement is mostly a leftist type of movement, even though I actually tend to agree with the whole concept of peace and anti-war and let's not bomb children to death. You know, I mean, my God. So on this issue, I agree with what the leftists are saying. But my point is that there are a lot of issues that I don't agree with the left on, climate change, cultism, and things like that, but I still agree with their right to say what they want about it. Freedom of speech is a necessary component of a free civilization, of a society. You can't have a just society. You can't have honest elections without freedom to debate. You have to have freedom of speech in order to have a free society. And even though we talk about how evil the Nazis were for burning books, today Google's burning electronic versions of books, in essence. So is the federal government. They're in the book burning business, except it's just digital books. They burn websites by deplatforming them. They burn people by blacklisting their posts and engaging in character assassination and all these other horrible things that the federal government is funding and doing in order to try to control various narratives. And that's what this is all about. It's about controlling government narratives so that there can be no debate and there can be no dissent and there can be no challenge to their authority and their brainwashing narratives. Whatever they say, they claim, is the absolute truth on every issue, whether it's vaccines or Ukraine or Israel or masks or the science or whatever. FDA, they claim to have a monopoly on the truth, and they say nobody else is allowed to challenge that monopoly. And that is anti-American. That opposes the Constitution, it opposes the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment in particular, and it just shows that any government which would engage in such acts of egregious censorship is itself opposed to American values and American civil rights. Isn't it wild that so many Democrats who claim to be pro-civil rights because they marched with people of color, let's say, at some time in the past, they supported the right of black people to speak, the right of black people to be heard, but not the right of everybody, not the right of Trump supporters or the rights of people who oppose vaccine bioweapons or vaccine mandates or lockdowns and masks and so on. So civil rights to the left doesn't mean anything. It's highly selective. They don't agree with civil rights for everybody, just for certain people. And that means it's not a right. It's a privilege. If the government can take it away from you and just grants it to certain groups based on their skin color or based on the content of their speech, well, then freedom of speech isn't a right in America. It's a government-controlled privilege. And that's unconstitutional. Again, the government has no business deciding who is allowed to speak and what words are allowed to be spoken. So we are fighting to dismantle this censorship industrial complex. This has been going on for a very long time. The censorship began against us in 2014. We're talking a decade. When I tried to sound the alarm with President Trump, back in 2017, he didn't even believe it was happening. He didn't take any action on censorship at all. Most of the GOP wasn't aware of any of it happening. People all across America were in a state of denial. And as I was censored and Natural News was censored, we saw a lot of other alternative media sites start shunning my name, my voice, and Natural News because they didn't want to be censored by associating with us. So you see, that's the power of the blacklist. It makes you radioactive. And that's all by design. That's what government does when they censor you. Then it sends a message to everybody else to avoid even associating with you. But then over the years, of course, the censorship expanded. And a couple of years later, it was enveloping a lot of those same alternative media outlets, and many of them went bankrupt. While we, having kind of the early warning on this, we started building our own platforms, like Brighteon.com. And interestingly, it's because of Brighteon.com that we were able to continue to exist while so many other platforms collapsed and went bankrupt. And then over subsequent years, we became even more successful with our content, with our various platforms, Brighteon.social, Brighteon.io, Brighteon.tv, and so on, to the point where we were able to have enough revenues to start funding this lawsuit effort. We've been funding it for the last nearly 18 months. We are planning on spending millions of dollars on this lawsuit, whatever's necessary, because we're going to fight this all the way to the Supreme Court. Our goal is to dismantle the censorship industrial complex and to restore the constitutionally protected free speech rights of all Americans. We're fighting against this corrupt system to defend you and your voice, not just our own voice, but the voices of all Americans. And that's why this matters. That's why this fight is critical. So if you want to support us, shop at healthrangerstore.com. Every purchase there helps earn us a little bit of profit that we can redirect into this lawsuit. And again, it's going to cost us millions of dollars. So that means any purchase that you can make to help support us will go to a good cause. It will help defend the free speech rights for all of us. So thank you for your support. Shop at healthrangerstore.com, and I'll keep you posted about this lawsuit. God bless you all. God bless America. Take care. Back in stock at the Health Ranger store, we now have the Elderberry Echinacea Tincture Combo, which is outstanding for the immune system. That's in the middle there. Back in stock. We've also got quercetin available, which is a very popular item as everybody's learning about the supportive benefits of quercetin. We have broccoli sprout powder in capsules now back in stock. We also have a little bit of the actual powder as it's shown there in that canister. All these available at healthrangerstore.com. Go to the website, find out what we have there. We've got a lot of new products, a lot of products back in stock. And then also we have the pea protein back in stock. Now for those who like plant-based proteins, pea protein, it's very smooth. The texture here is very smooth. It's also one of the cleanest, well, I think the cleanest plant-based protein you can get in terms of lab test results. Whereas rice protein sometimes, depending on the source, can have, you know, arsenic in it. We've seen that in rice protein, some lead, some cadmium. But pea protein is very, very clean. Some people prefer a whey protein taste, but if you're used to doing vegan proteins, then pea protein is more in your like wheelhouse of what it's supposed to taste like. And that's a really great, clean, smooth product right there. That's back in stock at our store. But check out our hundreds of other products at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that every purchase helps us with our big lawsuit that we filed. We're suing Google, Meta, we're suing Twitter or X, we're suing the Department of Defense. We're also suing Homeland Security, NewsGuard, and various NGOs for censorship collusion. In our lawsuit, we're exposing the censorship industrial complex, and we're working to dismantle it, to compel the court to actually dismantle this censorship complex so that the free speech rights of the American people can be restored, as is supposed to be guaranteed by the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights under the United States Constitution. But we have to fight for it, and we need your support in order to carry out and fund that fight. So shop at healthrangerstore.com and help us take this fight to the censors to dismantle the censorship industrial complex while at the same time enhancing your health and nutrition with laboratory-tested, certified, organic, ultra-clean products that we offer. Again, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.